Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
As COVID-19 cases rise, Governor Pritzker focuses on childcare for those who are helping others during this pandemic. WBBM's Jennifer Kuiper joins us live with the very latest.
Rachel, as we just heard, Illinois now has 899 new COVID-19 cases and 31 more deaths. The state now has more than 11,000 reported cases and a total of 274 deaths. Governor Pritzker is now focusing on child care for emergency and essential personnel. He says effective April 1st,
all essential workers in health care, human services, essential government services, and essential infrastructure now qualify for the state's child care assistance program, meaning that the state will cover most, if not all, of the cost of care with our emergency child care providers. That includes everyone from nurses and doctors to support staff in hospitals to grocery store clerks and food producers.
More information is available at coronavirus.illinois.gov. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
With more than 22 deaths, DuPage County is taking steps to prepare for additional fatalities.
Coroner has bought a mobile morgue unit as the state braces for more COVID-19 deaths. Governor Pritzker estimates Illinois won't see a peak for another 2 weeks. Coroner Dr. Richard Jorgensen says numerous hospitals, nursing homes, and funeral directors have called his office out of concern about facilities in a worst-case scenario. The unit is on the coroner's property and will be available until whenever the pandemic is over. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The traditional Easter season usually means a surge in seasonal plants, but not this year.
Normally, at this time of year, any greenhouse that has a lot of lilies, well, most of them would be gone. That's not the case this year. The owners of Schaefer Greenhouses are surrounded by 10,000 lily plants, plants that few are buying because of the coronavirus. Montgomery Greenhouse had been getting ready for the Easter rush, but this year, scores of churches that would normally buy the lilies for altars or individuals who would bring them home as gifts are not going to the greenhouses to buy them. Schaefer Greenhouses tells the Beacon News it plans to run a big sale and have an email campaign going on, but still, there are a whole lot of lilies left. Dave Berner, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The Cook County Health and Hospital System is gearing up for a coronavirus onslaught, and the leader of the county's government says preparing for the worst is a costly proposition.
Cook County's two hospitals are not running low on beds or personal protective equipment right now, but County President Tony Preckwinkle knows that when it comes to COVID-19, things will get worse before they get better.
We know that we will be inundated with patients as the surge approaches. I think Governor Pritzker has predicted that mid to late April we'll see the most cases of the disease, and we're working hard to be prepared.
The county is adding beds at Provident Hospital even as it reconfigures its emergency room there, all the better to handle coronavirus. But as it keeps its supplies up and prepares, Preckwinkle says the system is taking major hits to its budget.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said that no more elective, to all hospitals around the country, no more elective surgery because we need to preserve the hospital beds and our medical staff to deal with COVID-19. Okay, so we don't have that source of revenue. We're going to be heavily impacted because we will have patients who are uninsured or underinsured, and we will take care of them because we've always taken whoever comes to the door for 180 years.
There are 68 hospitals in the county. Her government runs two of them and says they care for nearly half of the charity cases countywide every year. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Cook County Board President Toni Preckwinkle is the guest on our At Issue program, and you can hear more of her thoughts coming up at 9:30 this evening. A Will County man who killed his wife, then himself, last week told relatives he and his wife feared they had contracted the coronavirus.
The Will County Sheriff's Office went to the home of 54-year-old Patrick Jezernik and 59-year-old Cheryl Schieffer in Lockport Township Thursday. Officers found them lying dead in separate rooms. Relatives say Jezernik had been afraid that he and his wife had been infected with coronavirus and that his wife underwent testing 2 days earlier because she was having a hard time breathing. The family said to their knowledge the couple hadn't gotten the test results back. The couple died of single gunshots to the head, hers a murder, his a suicide. The autopsy found both tested negative for the virus. Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.